Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast with your host, your favorite Jersey girl, Shira Renee. And tonight I have the pleasure of sitting down with Dr. Toni Cooper, and she has a lot of hats. One in particular, she's a psychologist and she has her own podcast. She's an author. She does so many things. But tonight we're going to pivot a little bit and we're going to talk about, we're still in Survivor Series doing Survivor Stories. And tonight we're going to sit down and talk to her about how we can kind of break free from those trauma bonds and emotional chains that we are still attached to, even though we have removed ourselves physically from those places. So after the interlude, I'm going to bring to the stage Dr. Toni Cooper. Hey, Dr. Toni.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate you.
It's great to be here.
So tell the people a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Toni Cooper. I'm a psychologist. I've been in practice since 1986. I saw a movie in junior high that inspired me to want to do therapy with people. And when I got into the field, I realized people are pretty complicated and everybody's different. And I also was kind of surprised at how many people have trauma in their background, either trauma with a parent or something that happened maybe with a friend or some kind of experiences in dating or in marriage that, you know, kind of messed them up. So I really wanted to study and figure out from a psychological standpoint and also from a spiritual standpoint, what can we do so that things that happen to us don't ruin the rest of our lives?
Right. I love that you said that because most of the time, as I'm learning and getting into this mental health genre, I'm learning that a lot of the trauma that we have stems from childhood, mm-hmm. and then it trickles into our adult life and how we pick people that we date or marry, how we pick our friends, how we interact with these spouses and friends. And it's very interesting to find all of that stuff out. It's like a light bulb moment when you find out that most of the stuff and how you react, you're not reacting in your 38 or 40 year old self. You're acting out in this 8 year old, 5 year old self. Whenever the trauma happened, that's who is picking and that's who is reacting in these spaces. So when do you think it's the right time to have conversations, like for a mother, a father, as we're raising children, right? I was brought up, a child should be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. And I have brought my children up to be the opposite. I encourage them to express their feelings, to talk about certain things. So what things do you think we need to implement in our children to get them to feel safe enough to express themselves emotionally?
That's a good question. I would say, you know, you want to be accepting. You want to kind of encourage them to think like, what do you think will happen if you do this? Or why do you think that person is acting this way? So you want to like encourage them to be sort of curious and you want to be reasonable. Like maybe your rules aren't going to change just because they came up with a good reason, but you can say, wow, I understand why you're frustrated, but there's still the rule. We don't call each other names. We don't mm-hmm. say, I hate you. Mm-hmm. So I understand you were frustrated and maybe you can draw me a picture next time, or, you know, maybe you can use different words. You can just say, I'm very mad right now. So kind of steer them towards healthy expression that's still respectful. We have to be careful that we don't go to the opposite extreme, because I see that all the time where if you weren't allowed to speak, your child acts like they're grown and they're, you know, 6 years old. It's like, no, that's not okay. So right. we want to be careful we don't swing to the opposite extreme and, you know, keep working on our issues. The healthier we are, the better we can parent, the better we can be a partner.
That was going to be my next question. So what about when you are adult, like you're in my age or somebody like that, and you didn't have those tools that were given to you growing up? So now you're in these relationships, whether it's romantic or platonic. How do you learn how to kind of like break some of the things that you are used to? Because when you're in a relationship, you're bringing 30 plus years of what you're accustomed to doing versus that person's 30 something years. And now you have to create a thing or a nucleus that is your own for the two of you. So how do you encourage healing and healthy dialogue in relationships when you guys have not had that growing up?
There's a couple of things. One is self-awareness, and the other thing is communication skills. So if I forget what I'm saying, maybe you can remind me. So okay. In terms of the self-awareness, people can get stuck in one mode. And there's a principle called the Karpman drama triangle. Mm-hmm. And basically what it says is that people can be controlling, they can be passive, or they can be kind of checked out. And the passive, that's not the right word. You're going to have to, I'm sorry, I messed up there. Okay. Okay. So people can be in one of three modes. And mm-hmm. if you can switch around the modes, that's good. But if you get stuck in one, which is often what people do in relationships. So we can be too controlling, we can be too passive, or we can be too much of a rescuer.
Mm.
So a lot of times when we are looking to, if we grew up having to take care of somebody that should have been taking care of themselves, then you may enter adult relationships and you end up taking on projects. Somebody who drinks too much, drugs too much, won't keep a job, you know, has a temper.
Wow.
So if you know that you are a rescuer and that is kind of your nature, then you have to work on starting differently. So this is the one that comes up the most often. So we can follow this up a little bit, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So whether you're male or female, if you tend to be a rescuer, so that means when you enter a relationship, you're looking for ways to help that other person, ways to make their life better, ways to make them happy. That's not a good start, because you're already teaching them, I'm here to make you happy and take care of you and just let me love you.
Wow.
That's not a good way to get started, because what you're doing is a healthy person is going to say, this is too much. They're going to back away. A healthy person does not want to be parented. They want an equal. So if you step in, whether you're male or female, like you're going to parent this person, make their life great, tell them how to do with their kids, tell them how to do with their money, you know, you've already caused yourself a lot of grief, because it's going to get worse.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you definitely are right about that. It's like you're enabling them in a way. And it's like you said, parenting them. And in the beginning, it's cute because like you said, you think, oh, I just love this person. I want to do everything for this person. And then 2 years later, you're exhausted. 6 years later, you're exhausted because you're like, oh my God, I got to always pick up your clothes. I got to always do it. But that's what you were doing in the beginning. That's but right. You had rose-colored glasses on. And now the glass, you, like the scales are being removed. And you're like, yeah, no, this is not, this is not what I want. I'm tired. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And then you start to hate the person when, you know, we kind of set it up. So if you are a giver, you want to hold back a little bit more. You want to see what the other person is willing to invest in you. Mm. So give them a chance. See what they offer you. If they say, what would you like? Where would you like to eat? Don't say, oh, I don't care. You know, say, well, I would like this or that. You know, right. I would like Italian or Mexican. Mm-hmm. You're not giving orders. You are communicating. But when we say, I don't care, that person, you are training that other person to do what they want because you don't care. So they're going to, it just sets up a dynamic that just gets worse and worse and worse over time. So it's, so you want to communicate, you're communicating your preferences. And if you are a people pleaser where you're more passive, you let things happen, you want to be a tiny bit more proactive. And again, that idea that don't let them pick everything you're going to do. You say, you know, I really don't like action movies. They make me a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. I would love to spend some time with you, but I'm not comfortable with that kind of entertainment.
Right.
And then if they say, what's wrong with you? You know, I never heard anybody that didn't like action movies. You know, this person has no empathy. They're not going to be a good partner. And you've learned, you've saved yourself about 5 years right there. You know, it's like, no, they're not interested in what makes me happy, what makes me comfortable. And for guys, don't be spending a ton of money right off the bat. You know, it's like, keep the date simple. You know, pay attention to her. See, how does she treat the waiter or the waitress?
Yes.
How does she treat your friends? Is she on time? You know, does all those kinds of things. If she doesn't show concern or consideration for you, it's not going to get better because you get the best up front. As the first 6 months, especially, you get the best. So if you're seeing all kinds of cracks and problems the first 6 months, I would say no matter how cute they are, how funny they are, how smart they are, you need to keep moving.
Mm. You're right about that, because when you were talking and you were saying just something as simple as a movie, you could start to give them the idea of, well, you're going to just go with whatever I say anyway. And then later on, they don't even bother to ask anymore. They just take over and say, okay, well, tonight we watching this. Well, I don't really want to watch it. But you didn't say that before. So it's like, it's very vital that you do start off the beginning saying how you feel. And it all boils down to knowing who you are. And I think that's the problem too, because a lot of the times we want love so bad, we don't mind compromising our boundaries and who we are just for the sake of having someone to call our own, especially during the holiday season. Everybody want to take Christmas pajama pictures and all of this. little do you know, once these pictures are taken, these people are going in two separate rooms because they don't like each other. Mm-hmm. COVID destroyed, well, I don't want to say destroyed. COVID brought awareness to a lot of people that they really don't like the person that they are married to or connected to because they can't stand being around them every single day. And yeah, that's because they didn't do the work in the beginning, like you're stating.
Yeah, you got to build the friendship first. If you don't like this person as a friend, the romance will last a little while, and then the romance wears off when they don't show up, when they're, you know, verbally abusive, when you try to have a disagreement, even when you're trying to be polite. And so whether you're male or female, you need to think about, I mean, it's not very romantic, but it's a little bit like a job interview. I tell people, you know, like if you went to apply for a job and you said, I want this job. I don't care how much it pays. I don't care how many hours I have to work. I just want this job. Nobody does that, right?
Right.
We're like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know, what are the hours? How much vacation? What do I get paid?
Mm-hmm.
Is there free parking or do I have to, you know, spend $50 a month to park in a parking deck? So these are things we want to know up front. So you don't want to interrogate the other person, but you want your eyes to be open. And when there's chemistry, whether you're male or female, if there's chemistry, you might ignore some things you need mm-hmm. to see. So you want to go as slow as you can in the romance department, because once you've started to get involved physically, brains go out the window.
You're right.
I've been doing this a long time.
Yes, yeah. You're absolutely right. It definitely does. It's like you just ignore everything with the 90 day rule. Sometimes it takes longer than that. Because you shouldn't go and say to a person, oh, I'm waiting 90 days, because people will actually wait to the 91st day until they show you they're crazy. So you have to really, have to, like you said, ask the questions and really know what you want, really know what you need. Some things like your wants could be negotiable, but your needs, those are like your values, your core values. You definitely have to make sure the person aligns with your values. So you're spot on with that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remind people, you know, like, you know, most women, we're going to put on some makeup. We're going to wear our best clothes. Maybe you put on some Spanx, your best undergarments. You know, you are going to look hot when you leave. That's not how you look all the time. But that's how you're going to look for that date. Okay. So when guys go out, they have their best social skills. They're most polite. They're most calm. They're most attention. And they say it takes about 6 months before you start to see the cracks. Mm. If you see it sooner than that, it's probably pretty bad. So you want to go as slow as you can. And if the other person is in a hurry to get you into bed, you have to wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is this about? Are they just trying to see how many people they can get to sleep with them? Are they trying to get you to not notice that, you know, they don't have a job, or, you know, they don't get along with anybody and they have no friends and you're their whole life? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, women sometimes will get pregnant by accident, because that's right. Going to, like, you know,
people. Right.
That's mm-hmm. exactly right. So there's different things that men and women do. Not everybody is what they pretend to be. And it takes time to see, is this the real person? Mm-hmm. And can we figure out if what we want matches?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So what about when you have gone through trauma? What is the best way to navigate your new normal? Because now, not only do you have to process being removed from the trauma, you have to process life after the trauma and trying to find yourself after you've been through trauma, because that's a whole totally different person. Mm-hmm. Forgiving yourself, like you said, self-awareness. A lot of the times just trying to figure out, how did you allow certain things? Because a lot of us have said, well, it'll never happen to me, and it's happened to you. So just having that guilt in itself is a lot. So how do you Well, what do you suggest for a person after they've been through trauma to navigate through getting to know themselves again and tapping into relationships again?
So it's a good idea, I think, to journal. I encourage people to journal so that they can understand more of their thoughts, more of their feelings, maybe start to develop a list of non-negotiables. You know, I heard some speaker talk about it. He was really funny. He had like five, no crazy, no broke. You know, it's like, these are the five things I can't deal with. And so you want to think about what those are, what you have to have, what you can't deal with. And then you want to give yourself time to heal. If you get back into a relationship too fast, you're either going to make the exact same mistake because you didn't have time to work on yourself, or you're going to swing to the opposite extreme. And that is going to be just as frustrating. It's just a different, it's a different problem, but it's still going to be unhealthy, because if you were married to somebody or dated somebody who was really controlling, and now you go to the opposite, a man who can't make a decision. Okay, maybe at first it feels good that he's not mad at you, but after a while, it's like, what is wrong with him? He can't make any decisions. He can't, you know, he needs to tell his mother no or whatever. And so it's really important that we give ourselves time to grow. Usually your friends know. If you don't know, your friends know. What am I doing that's causing me this problem? You know, your friends, if you really want to know, your friends will tell you. And then you also want to use your friends when you're in a better place where you have built some confidence. Because if we look to our partner to give us confidence, Cat Williams says it's called self-esteem for a reason. You know, it needs to come from the self.
Yeah,
right. So you have to build that, because if you're looking to someone else to build it, you're either going to be a bottomless pit, and after a while they're going to get tired, or you're going to give in way too much to avoid rocking the boat, and you won't be authentic. So you want to build your confidence to the point that you can be real, and then you can express, I would like it if, I don't like it when, you know, can be very polite, but that you're clear about who you are, what you want, what you don't want. And that is more likely to attract a healthy partner. Mm-hmm. The more unhealthy we are, the less likely we are to detect an unhealthy partner.
So you basically have to do the work first, because you attract who you are. And if you are in a broken place, you will attract someone who is attracted to your brokenness. But if you're in a healed place, you're more likely to repel those who want someone broken, and you will attract someone else who is also healed, and you can have a healthy relationship.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. There's no shortcut. When we're broken and we present ourselves as broken, whether you're male or female, I just want someone to love me, you know, then you're going to attract a predator or somebody that's just looking to use you. And who needs that? You know, you don't want to add another trauma on top of what you're just trying to come out of. So we need to be patient with ourselves. Anybody can be fooled, but we want to learn what we need to so that we're as healthy as we can be. We want to use our supports, our friendships, let your friends tell you what they know. I have a few people I trust, and when I'm confused about something or I want them to meet somebody, they'll give me their honest opinion. And then that can either help me, like, reminds me, just like the last one, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to hear that, you know, but, you know, male or female, you need, and if you're a guy, maybe your female friends will be a better judge. Because if she's hot, you know, maybe your guy friends will say, yeah. But maybe you want to ask your female friends or your sister, what do you really think?
Mm-hmm.
And try to consider what they're saying. Do it early enough so that you can still be objective, because the more time we spend with the person, the closer we get physically. Again, we're not going to be really open to what we need to see. It's really kind of difficult in this day and age to find somebody that is going to treat you well and that wants to work on a relationship, that really is willing to do the work of it, learning to communicate, learning to resolve conflict, because there's always going to be some conflict. Mm-hmm. But they're mean to you when you tell them something they don't want to hear, or they're mean to your kids, or they're mean to your family, that's a real bad sign. And that isn't something that you could, there's some things you probably shouldn't even try to negotiate. Right. If somebody is that unkind, it's not going to get better. It's probably going to get worse. And it's just going to be very temporary improvements. So the more whole we are, the more we're working on ourselves. You know, working on yourself can sort of be fun. You can start to redefine who you are. I know mm-hmm. you had to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you said that, because just the other day I went to the DMV and I had to get my name changed. And that was such an awakening moment for me. And people will be like, you just got your name changed. But it was symbolic of me getting a second chance and me now having a choice to step into who I want to be, you know, and learn what I like now. Because when you are married or you're a spouse for so long, or even a parent, you get so caught up in the role that you're playing, you forget all about yourself. So you know everybody's schedule, everybody's likes, everybody's dislikes, everybody's allergies or whatever. But with you, you don't, if you go to a job interview and they ask you, well, tell me about yourself, the first thing you're going to say is, oh, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a, that's not you. That's, you know, like that's who, what you do. That's a role you play, but that's not who you are. I'm strong. I am quick on my feet. I'm a fast learner. Those are things about you, you know? So that name change really was a mental like awakening for me, because it was like, okay, now who is this person? Let's figure her out. Let's see what she likes, what she doesn't like. And the self journey, the self discovery, it has been definitely a roller coaster of emotions, mm-hmm. but it's been worth it, because I now know what a peace of mind is. And I cannot go back to anything less, and I will refuse to go back to anything less. So sometimes these traumas that we've experienced, we're just hard-headed enough that we had to go through it in order to learn the lesson. But if you do the work, it will turn out to be very, very prosperous for you in the long run, because you gain so much knowledge, you gain so much confidence, you gain so much strength. To not only just get yourself back to a place or better than where you were, but to also help someone else. So people like you and these podcasts and different things, I get so passionate about what we put out for people, because there may be somebody who don't know these nuggets or these gems that we are putting out. So you can't just press play and just spew out whatever you want to spew out. You have to be genuine when you come on these platforms and really, really have a passion to help people, because people do, like you said, they need help, you know, and everybody has their own stuff, but we are overcome by our testimonies. I'm a firm believer of that. And I couldn't be free without somebody else telling their story. Mm-hmm. So you have to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you for, you know, coming on and just sharing your time and your expertise with us. I'm going to give you the floor now so you can tell people where they can find you and how they can support you and all that good stuff.
Well, the easiest way to find me is if you go to my website, drtonycooper.com. It's just drtonycooper.com. And you will find links to my books, to my YouTube channel, to my podcast. I have some blog posts that talk about like boundaries and relationship addiction and things that come up a lot with people. So pretty much anything you want to know, you can find by going to my website, and it'll take you to links with my books and audiobooks.
Okay, so I appreciate you, Dr. Tony, for coming on, and I hope to chat with you again because this was a very informative episode.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks for having me. It went very fast.
You're welcome. Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, I want you to remember that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So, until next time, you guys, I'll talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.